What Killian administration officials didn't tell WHYY was that 2 weeks before we asked, she had accepted the post of deputy lottery director. The post pays $95,000 a year. It was created last fall, and Killian will be the first person to hold the job. No one else was interviewed. Republican State Senator Greg Lavelle said her plum job is just the latest such move in a state controlled by Democrats like Carney and Keeley.
Another example in a long line of examples of political payoffs at the end of certain legislators' terms. Well, it's just very difficult to say with a straight face that, you know, gaming in this region between Atlantic City and Delaware, right, and Pennsylvania and all that, that, you know, there's not a true gaming executive out there with experience to bring to bear on a position like this.
Keeley has served on state and national committees on gaming. She apologized Tuesday for not being more forthcoming, but she insisted that would have jeopardized her managerial job in the state labor department.
I had not talked to my boss. I had not talked to my staff. I have projects that I wanted to complete. I had not talked to my constituents in my own district. Republicans can say whatever they want, but I had accepted the position right then and there and started. They would have had to have had a special election based upon the time.
Carney's spokesman would not comment. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.